I'm Pastor Myron Dom. At Northmark Church, we believe the Bible is God's holy word, given to us from God for our benefit. God's word gives us wisdom, direction, comfort, and conviction. As we expound His word verse by verse each week, we hope to encourage and give you insight as you walk one step behind Jesus. Thanks for listening. Well, good morning, church family. Last week, Pastor Paul did a masterful job of unpacking Acts chapter 4, challenging us to pray boldly. We learned from that passage last week that the early church prayed together. They prayed for boldness in following the Lord and being a witness for Him, and God answered their bold prayers. We just prayed for our brother Matt. Why? Because we believe that bold prayers honor God and that our God answers bold prayers. Can you give a witness to that? He does. He answers these prayers. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31 teaches us this. It says this: after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. Wonder what that felt like. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. Well, today we are going to pray together boldly. We're going to take what we're learning in our study of the book of Acts and put it into action. We have several very important items to pray about as a church family regarding our staff team. So today I want to give you a staff team update and invite you to pray boldly about these staffing decisions. This past summer, our adult ministry pastor, Scott Praxel, was called by our Lord to leave Northmar after a successful ministry here and take a lead pastor role at a sister congregation in Canton, Ohio. I met with Scott for lunch just a week or so ago, and he and the Kylie and the girls are doing really well and getting acclimated to their new church home. He's right where the Lord wants him to be. And I'm so encouraged to have that update from him as we shared a meal and caught up together. In the wake of Scott's departure, the Northmar elders have been praying and discussing and planning and praying even more. We've been boldly praying for direction and for discernment with our staffing needs. And today we want you to pray with us. We want to share with you what the Lord's been showing us so far through our discussion, planning, and prayer. So we want to take some time this morning, though, to boldly pray, to thank God for some initial direction and discernment with our staffing needs, and asking Him for more direction and more discernment in the days ahead. So I'd like you to take a moment right now, right where you're seated, and just to pray individually about this request. Give me that next slide, please. I want you to ask the Lord boldly for direction and discernment. Those are the key words, direction and discernment with our staffing needs. So would you just individually just bow your head and pray about this request right now as we talk together. Lord, we come to You in humility and with gratitude, and we boldly ask, Lord, would You grant us the direction and discernment we need with our staffing needs? Please, Lord, we look to You. Only You can provide. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, over the 13 years that Pastor Scott served with us, adult ministry shifted during that time. We became not just a church with a handful of small groups, but we became a church of small groups. Growth groups have become our primary discipleship tool. Men's groups, women's groups, couples groups, youth and children's groups, Growth groups now occur nearly every day of the week on this campus and around our region. A great number of people have embraced the call of God on their lives to help lead these growth groups. When Scott told you back in July when we announced his resignation and moving to Canton, he told you that he had worked himself out of a job. That wasn't just a nice thing to say, it really was a reality. The body of Christ at Northmar is functioning well and growing together as we follow Jesus. Well, this realization led the elders to think and pray more broadly about not just replacing Scotty with a younger version of himself, but truly considering how best to position ourselves as a church for the next decade of ministry. The elders began to ask this question: what is the best plan overall for staffing as we seek to follow Jesus? The elders have prayerfully discerned some direction from the Lord. We're one step behind Jesus as a church, and we want to keep it that way. We don't want to get off track with foolish ideas. So let me share with you where we are today so then you can be boldly praying with us for the Lord to continue to guide and to provide. You know from our studies in Scripture that when we are following the Lord, He often calls us to change. You can't stay entirely the same all your days and follow Jesus. He just won't let you do that. He wants to continually work in your life to cause you to shed some things and add some things and adjust some things, and He does this to make us more like Him. He also does this in our life together. It's true in our personal lives. It's true in our church family's life. Although we know it's best to change when the Lord calls us to do it, it doesn't make change any less easy, or less difficult, rather. Change is always hard. Can I get a witness on that this morning? And none of us really likes change much. We like things to stay the same. We like the comfort and security that that gives us. But when changes are apparent, the Lord wants us to realize, find your security in me, not in your routine, not in the sameness of your situation. Find your security in me. So today I want to talk with you about some upcoming changes. And I want to lay them all out before you so that you can understand them and see how the elders have been led by the Lord to approach these changes. I also have put them in writing for you in the insert so that you can continue to pray boldly about these adjustments and seek the Lord with us. We need to pray together about these things, and we'll do that again this morning. To best plan for staffing, then, as we prepare for the next decade of ministry, there are several significant changes that are occurring. Think of these changes as moving pieces on a jigsaw puzzle. We don't have it all put together yet, but we do have a picture in our minds of a staff team that is poised to follow Jesus this next decade, expanding the ministry here at Northmar. We're confident the Lord will bring this all together in His time. Let me walk you through the pieces of the staffing plan that we know so far. The first two changes are the retirements of both part-time pastors of senior adults. Pastor Bill Stevens will be retiring at the end of November, and Pastor Bob Long at the end of December. Pastor Bill has ministered part-time with us here at Northmar for 10 years, serving in visitation, nursing home ministry, and most recently in food assistance ministry. Pastor Bob has served Northmar part-time for 13 years, same length as Scotty, more or less, in visitation, nursing home ministry, and prime-timers leadership. What does this change mean for Pastors Bob and Bill? Their retirements are essentially a transition from paid vocational ministry to volunteer ministry. Both men will continue ministering, but at a slower pace and commensurate with their stage of life, as the Lord directs them. We share this news with you today in order to give you, the church family that knows them and appreciates them and loves them, an opportunity to express your appreciation over the next weeks and months. We want you to esteem and honor their service, for it has been good, and I believe will continue to be good, albeit at a slower pace in the days ahead. We're planning an opportunity on the last Sunday in December to have a gathering of appreciation for them following the services. And that Sunday, I want to preach a message on finishing well and using both Bob and Bill's careers as a beautiful illustration of how to do exactly that. Because when you see older brothers or sisters that have gone on before you a few steps and they've done it well, you need to learn from their stories. You need to learn from their example. You need to apply it to your own life because, frankly, few people finish well. Very few do, especially in church leadership. So to see two ministers who have faithfully served for decades, we just caught them for the last decade or so here at Northmar, but they were doing it for four, five, six decades before they came here. It's appropriate for us to honor and esteem that and learn from that. So this morning, I'd like to invite Pastor Bob and Lois. I see you back there. Would you guys please stand? And Pastor Bill, are you in the back here? Pastor Bill's in the back. Wave at us, Pastor Bill. Raise your hand. And Pastor Bob and Lois, let's thank God for these faithful servants. Amen. 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 I want to pray for them. Would you join me in prayer for them this morning? Lord, I want to thank you for the godly service of Pastor Bob and Pastor Bill. They served you for decades in this area and in Japan and in New York State. Lord, serving in churches and on the mission field, planting churches and leading churches. And then you allowed them in retirement years to come and spend 10 to 13 years with us, visiting and serving in developing nursing home ministry and preaching at food assistance and leading Bible study with prime timers and on, Lord God. These men have faithfully served you. I pray that as they continue to serve you at a slower pace, may they experience your love and your care for their lives and their families. May they enjoy the fruit of their labors, and may they experience your peace. May we learn from their example, Lord, of how to finish well, and then how to continue doing what God's called you to do, even at a slower pace. I pray, Lord God, that we would be able to not just esteem and honor Bob and Bill and Lois, but we would also be able to just declare, Lord, you are good. And we thank you for your goodness through these faithful servants. I want to thank you, too, for Bill's wife, Jean, who's been in glory with you now for, I think, 8+ years. And Lord, we just thank you for the decades of ministry through these two couples. And we give you glory and praise for it. What an honor it is for us to have them as part of our church family. And we look forward to continuing to see them use their gifts in service to you. You are faithful, and we love you. We thank you for them. May we be able to learn clearly from their examples, and may we continue to boldly pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Please make an effort to express your appreciation to them, and then we'll do that corporately on the last Sunday of the year. The next piece in our staffing puzzle relates to a job description. In response to the changing needs of the Northmar family, we're adjusting the former job description of the adult ministry pastor. The next pastor to be hired will be identified as Pastor of Connections and Care. He will oversee assimilation. Assimilation means getting new people connected at Northmar. Brother, you need to advance those slides for me. There it is. Assimilation. That's the idea of getting new people connected at Northmar and helping them to see growth groups as the best way to make a larger church feel more small and personal. He will oversee discipleship. That includes growth groups and men's ministry while working in conjunction with our women's ministry leadership team. This pastor will also shepherd our senior adults ministry, inviting many of you to be involved as you have been in leading in prime timers and nursing home and assisting, yes, with visitation as well. That's the fourth area, visitation. After months of searching and praying, we believe we have a viable candidate for this role. He'll be interviewed in a series of meetings this upcoming week and next weekend. We'll introduce him to you next Sunday, he and his wife, but I can tell you his name right now. His name is Pastor Josh Garber. You might recognize that name. Pastor Jim Garber was our worship pastor for, I think, 17, 18 years. And Josh grew up here at Northmar. And Josh, during his college years, was an intern with us here about 10 years ago. And he's now 31 years old. That means you're really old if you know him. And he's married to Jody, and they have two small children, Gabe and Lily. And he served as an associate pastor in two churches for the last 9 years, focusing primarily on youth ministry. But Josh feels that he's been called to change gears and minister to adults. And so this week he'll be speaking at the Prime Timers Bible Study on Wednesday morning. He'll be speaking at a men's Bible study on Saturday morning here at the church. He'll be meeting with growth group leaders Saturday evening at the Kendricks home. Pete, I hope you told Debbie we're going to meet at your house. And then he'll be next Sunday at the 9:30 hour, he'll be teaching a class back in the Simpson Center. All of these events are on the back of your insert, and I want to encourage you, if at all possible, pick one and go to it this next weekend. At each of those events, we'll have elders present who will introduce Josh and then invite feedback from you following that event. And we'll cut him short so there's time for question and answer, and then we want to get feedback. We want to see how the body of Christ senses God moving in this young man and whether or not he is a good fit for this new ministry that we'd be embarking on. We need you to be praying for the Lord's direction and discernment with this process. So could we take a moment right now and pray together? And here's the next slide, please. I want you to ask the Lord to reveal if Josh Garber is to be our next pastor of Connections and Care. Let me make one comment before we go to prayer. We like Josh. He's very likable. But we want what God wants. And so we're not trying to do a little beauty contest here with him. He's cute and lovable and furry and the whole bit. But what we're looking for is for God to clearly confirm if he is to take this role with us. Because if he does, I hope to see him grow old with us here. And so I want to pray for God's discernment. So would you just turn to someone next to you? So in pairs or trios, would you just pray real briefly, Lord, show us if Josh is to be our next guy. And Billy, you and I can pray. Just turn to someone and pray together. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you. Again, we like Josh. We think he can do it, but we want you to confirm to us. I pray it be either a bright green light or a clearly closed door. And I pray you direct our steps, Lord, for your glory. This church belongs to you. We want to pastor and serve it well. So have your way, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. There are a few other staffing issues looking forward that I want you to know about and talk with you briefly about and have you be praying about. For the last several years, if you've been hanging around Pastor Paul Armitage for any length of time, you've discovered his heart for local and global outreach. He's currently serving half-time as our junior high pastor and half-time as our outreach pastor. We'd like to make Paul Armitage full-time outreach pastor. In addition to leading us and serving our world locally and globally, he would oversee the ministries that Scott handled that are outreach-oriented, such as Celebrate Recovery, Run for God, Grief Share, Divorce Care. He would share in pastoral counseling and visitation, and he would still preach. Paul would step out of junior high ministry in a direct way, but we want Paul to serve as a mentor to our youth pastors and our youth interns because he just has too much experience and wisdom, and frankly, he's just too much fun to not let him influence these younger men and women on how to minister effectively. Before we can make this shift in Pastor Paul's responsibilities, we would first need to find a young adult junior high pastor. This man would take over Pastor Paul's role in junior high. He would also allocate intentional hours for young adult ministry, expanding our ministry to 20-somethings. Ideally, this pastoral candidate would be able also to visit and counsel and preach. We need to pray about this need and this upcoming change in Paul's role that it would enable us to make. We don't currently have a candidate to present to you, so this becomes a matter for prayer in the months ahead. To round out our staffing needs then in the wake of Scott's departure and our need to reconfigure, we're going to handle some of the administrative things Scott did by having a part-time admin assistant for Connections and Care Ministry. And then finally, the elders are going to assume some of the roles also that Scott handled, handling issues like membership, baptism, and prayer ministry. And already the men have been doing that this fall. The elders know that this entire staffing proposal is a bold move that can only be achieved as our Lord leads us. Only Jesus can put this entire puzzle together in his time. We need to boldly pray. We need to seek our Lord for direction and discernment. We need a pastor of connection and care. We need a young adult junior high pastor. We need leaders to keep stepping up, fulfilling the roles God has placed upon their lives. Our elders need the mind of Christ. We all need the filling of the Spirit, and we want to be one step behind Jesus. So let's boldly pray together about our staffing puzzle, asking the Lord to put the pieces in place in his timing. Would you stand with me this morning? And I'd like to invite you to move into groups of 5 to 10. So you might have to move around a little bit to do this, but if you could turn around and face each other and get into groups of 5 or 10, let's take some time, and you can use that insert to guide your prayers. Let's take a good few minutes here to pray together about these needs, and then in a few moments, Carolyn and Bill will lead us in song. Thank you for praying today. Go ahead and pray about these staffing needs together. I hope this message from God's Word has encouraged you in your spiritual journey. On Sundays, we have an Inspire service at 9 a.m. in our fellowship hall and 2 Engage services in our sanctuary at 9:30 and 11. Come by and visit us. You can also check us out on the web at northmarkchurch.com or simply download the Northmark Church app to your device. We would be honored to serve you in any way we can. May the Lord give you an increased awareness of His presence in your life.